గౌర ప్రేమానందే అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః.
హరే కృష్ణ. సో మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ స్టూడెంట్స్ మే బి సీయింగ్ హిస్ గ్రేస్ ముకుందానంద ప్రభు ఫర్ ద ఫస్ట్ టైం. ఐల్ గివ్ యూ అ బ్రీఫ్ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్. ఇన్ పూనా 1995 వి బిగాన్ యూత్ ప్రీచింగ్ అండ్ హీ ఈజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫస్ట్ బ్యాచెస్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్ అలాంగ్ విత్ కృష్ణ కిషోర్ ప్రభు అండ్ అదర్స్ లైక్ ప్రేమనిధి ప్రభు, గౌర సుందర్ ప్రభు, బ్రిజభాసి ప్రభు, దెన్ తులసి ప్రభు, శంకర్ పండిత్ ప్రభు, వ్రజానంద్ ప్రభు అండ్ ఆల్సో సర్వాత్మ ప్రభు అండ్ ముకుందానంద్ ప్రభు ఆల్సో ఈజ్ ఇన్ దట్ బ్యాచ్ ఆఫ్ వెరీ వెరీ జెమ్ లైక్ డివోటీస్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ అ స్టూడెంట్ ఆఫ్ భారతీయ విద్యాపీఠ్ కాలేజ్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ ఇన్ ద డిపార్ట్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ కెమికల్ ఇంజనీరింగ్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ అ డిస్టింక్షన్ హోల్డర్ అండ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద టాపర్స్ ఇన్ హిస్ అకాడమిక్స్ అండ్ వెరీ సోన్ వీ ఆల్ ఫౌండ్ హీ వాజ్ వెరీ వెరీ enthusiastic and very inspired devotee even in his college times. He brought many devotees along with him. While he was growing, he also grew many others in Krishna consciousness along with him. And then eventually when he entered the grihastha ashrama, his good wife Parameshwari Mataji is a Ayurvedic doctor along with his small daughter Bimla Devi, and they are a very wonderful family, a counselor in Pune guiding many families. And he also took up college preaching himself personally. He is one of the pioneers of the GGD, we call it Giri Govardhan Dham voice, which is voice for the college, SIT college, Sahagad Institute of Technology. In those days the college was on a hilltop, so in the hilltop there was nothing else other than college. The second entity which came in the hilltop was our center which was established by Mukundanand Prabhu. There was Balagovind Prabhu going in those days, and Mukundanand Prabhu, Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu, and actually Vijayavasi Prabhu was one who used to go for preaching, but making the center possible was made possible by Mukundanand Prabhu, making the lockers, bringing the boys to come and stay. He was very dynamic and enthusiastic. In that hilltop many people came to know that this is a new thing has come up. So although near the mountain there were a lot of snakes and all crawling, still our devotees were having the daring to stay there and preach. So Mukundanand Prabhu, that's one of his early day contributions. Subsequently he also has conducted many sankalp camps and lectures, discover yourself lectures, one time programs in PSET and many other places he has been doing regularly. His most favorite thing however is speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam. He is very fond of it, and I have heard him speak on Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Narasimhadeva and prayers of Prahlad, and very enthusiastic in study of Bhagavatam and preaching also. And he has done immense services in the temple side. I am telling you from the voice side. He is one of the most active counselors and preachers in our Pune, and giving enthusiasm and spirit to not only many of the congregation but to many brahmacharis as well. And he has a very big heart for creating devotees and solidifying devotees. And he has a very thick bond with his group of devotees, his equals, friends. And he is like the inspirer or enthuser, we can say, amongst his equal friends also. So he is one of my very favorite devotees from the very early days, and who has steadily remained in Krishna consciousness all these years. He works with VIT College, and besides him, many other devotees also joined VIT College, which is not far from here. So because they are all working here, they stay very near to the temple and come to temple every now and then. So they have become a part of this wonderful temple family here, and we would like to appreciate Mukundanand Prabhu and thank him for his immense services. And also you all will get to hear him today speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Hari Bol.
It's like Krishna Arpanamastu. So all these things were, whatever the fraction of it was possible, only by the mercy of His Grace Radhesham Prabhu. So I seek blessings from all the senior devotees here. We have Vrindavan Prabhu, His Grace Radhesham Prabhu, and then many other devotees. I know Jaydev Prabhu, Sundarsham Prabhu, Sundar Jaitanya Prabhu, Rupa Goswami Prabhu. And, you know, every devotee who is above OC level from voice. So that's what, where eternally I relate myself to, frontliner, you know, assisting the OC.
Also, I have one small point to add. He is from Barshi, here only Maharashtra. Many of the Marathi boys have many queries, questions related to Maharashtra and the culture and Krishna consciousness. So if anybody feels more comfortable in Marathi, you want to meet him and ask him questions after the class, you can meet him.
We are reading from Canto 3, text 28, chapter 28, text 1. We'll recite this verse only three times, no recitation later, because we have a lot of verses to recite in between. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Yogasya Lakshanam Vakshe, Sabijasya Nrupatmaje, Manoye Naiva Vidhina, Prasannam Yati Satpatham. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Yogasya Lakshanam Vakshe, Sabijasya Nrupatmaje, Manoye Naiva Vidhina, Prasannam Yati Satpatham. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Yogasya Lakshanam Vakshe, Sabijasya Nrupatmaje, Manoye Naiva Vidhina, Prasannam Yati Satpatham. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The personality of Godhead said, "My dear mother, O daughter of King, now I shall explain to you the system of yoga, the object of which is to concentrate the mind. By practicing this system, one can become joyful and progressively advance towards the path of the absolute truth." Purport. The yoga process explained by Lord Kapila Dev in this chapter is authorized and standard, and therefore these instructions should be followed very carefully. To begin, the Lord says that by yoga practice, one can make progress towards the understanding the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. In the previous chapter, it had been clearly stated that the desired result of yoga is not to achieve some wonderful mystic power. One should not be at all attracted by such mystic power, but should attain progressive realization on the path of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, which states in the last verse of the sixth chapter that the greatest yogi is he who constantly thinks of Krishna within himself, or he who is Krishna conscious. We'll cover the later part of the purport little later. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya
చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపాం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పాతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ థర్డ్ క్యాంటో వేర్ కపిల ముని ఈస్ గివింగ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ టు దేవహూతి హిజ్ మదర్ హూ ఈస్ ఆస్కింగ్ వేరియస్ క్వశ్చన్స్ అండ్ ఎస్పెషలీ రియలైజింగ్ దాట్ హర్ హస్బెండ్ కర్దమ ముని he has left and very soon even Kapila Dev is also going to leave the place and she has to perfect her life. And in the purport, Prabhupada talks about the process of devotional service. That's what we will see that many times. Very beautiful words that Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada coined in the in the course of his writings. You know that Prabhupada wrote more than 84 original volumes of bhakti literature. It's a huge by any standard. And most famous work was Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita. And in doing so, he came across the Western culture. He had to put the Western culture, in Indian culture, in a Western perspective. And, you know, he just coined various words. So one word was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, Prabhupada is very fond of this word. In fact, many devotees, their password is SPOG. Okay, O small. So this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many other words Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada coined, like typical translation of bhakti, people translated as devotion. But Prabhupada wrote translation as devotional service. Not just devotion, Prabhupada said devotional service. You know, and in the beginning stage, it was devotional service. So, you know, it was more emphasis on service was there, so that one should be engaged very strongly. And then when Prabhupada referred to devotional service, he never referred to devotional service as it is. Prabhupada always said, it's the science of devotional service, or it's the process of devotional service. So today we'd like to see certain description on what is the process of devotional service. Many times we hear our bhakti words so normally that after hearing so many times, you know, it just appears very normal to us. Like some time back, I was writing a mail. And I was writing mail, I wrote, Dear Prabhu, Pamo, this, that, you know, our regular this thing, lingo. And then finally I wrote, Your servant. Mukundanandas. And somehow, you know, I was writing this from my college, and my other colleague was watching my laptop. And when he read that you are servant, he said, "Sir, you are servant?" Then I said, "Yeah, servant means, you know." It took a long time to tell him that, you know, how we address each other as servant. But he took that word servant so seriously that I wish I would have taken that so seriously. Some other day, I told my HOD, I told him that, "I am very sorry, sir. Sorry for the offense." And he said, "Offense?" And then, you know, he just became so, he said, no, it's not an offense, it's just a small mistake, you don't have to be so sorry. Nothing like offense. So then I realized, offense is a huge word, I mean. And what happens is, when we hear these kind of a big thing constantly, we get kind of used to it. It's like, you know, if we are just eating every day chappan bhog, then... I mean, you don't just get very enamored by rasagulla or, you know, the rabdi, other than pre-voice days, the way we used to be very excited about. So similarly, this process of devotional service, Prabhupada, he writes this in so many places. So we just want to focus on this one particular word here. Of course, Prabhupada's purports are so fascinating. Prabhupada said, he said that even the person reads my one page, his life will be perfected. And the devotees, they were so excited. They said, "Prabhupada, one page?" Prabhupada said, "Even one line." He said, "One line?" He said, "One word." And then Prabhupada finally said, "Even if somebody touches my book, his life will be perfect." So, and it really means it. I mean, you know, when the pure devotees speak, they, you know, it's Krishna's responsibility to make it true. They, you know, they speak and then Krishna has to go behind what they have spoken. You know. Correct. What all things he has to make it true. So, this is the process. What is the science? Okay, the word science means, word science essentially means that the same experiment, if done again and again, under the same under the same conditions, will give the same result. Correct. And we have all studied in a very scientific way. In fact, that becomes such a big building block in the, you know, if we don't get over that scientific stuff in the due course of time, it becomes a very stumbling block. So we have all done the experiments. We have objective, we have apparatus, we have some procedure to follow. And then, you know, we know the result. The result is supposed to come like this. Like acceleration due to gravity. G is equal to 9.81. Even if our result is 98.1, still we know the answer is 9.81. Okay. Because maybe we have not done the experiment very nicely. But the science means when we follow the steps, the result has to come. There is no otherwise. That's what the scientific paradigm is defined in this world. Science means the same result has to come. Whenever you perform the experiment, for the same experiment, under the same condition, the same result has to come. And then the same word Prabhupada is using for the science of devotional service. In fact, the word science originally comes from the Shastra, which is itself, our Bhagavad Bhakti Shastra. So from this word, the science comes. But devotional service means, the science of devotional service means that when we follow the process of devotional service, the same result has to come. Like Lord Krishna, he, you know, very beautifully says in Bhagavad Gita, he says, you know, you can just recite this very nice verse. Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upashrita bahavo gyana tapasa putamat bhavam agata. So Lord Krishna is saying that, my dear Arjuna, the process I am describing to you is not something new or fancy. Prabhupada is also going to write these words in this purport. Prabhupada says, the Supreme Lord Kapila is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When his mother asked for a process, he would have given some another process. Correct. This time a new process. Take it. Like many times when people want to do yoga, they want to have their own yoga. Yoga is only one. Patanjali has given the yoga. But then people have this yoga, that yoga. In America, there is something called as a hot yoga. Okay. Hot yoga means it is different than hot yoga. Hot yoga means they will in a closed environment, they will increase the temperature to 40 degrees Celsius and inside people will be sweating. Everything is hot. And that is why this is hot yoga. So now what is problem to Krishna? He can given any other system of yoga, coined a new system, but Prabhupada says when the first class system is available, Lord is saying, why to devise anything new? bahavo gyana tapasa puta madbhavam agata. This process is followed by millions of people in the past. Bahavo gyana tapasa. This is the process. You know, person has just followed the process. They have purified themselves. Puta madbhavam agata. And they have attained to my nature. So the science means when we follow the same experiment, the same result is guaranteed in the due course of time. And this is the proof that, you know, puta madbhavam agata, that many millions of people have followed on this path and already went back home back to Godhead. And then, you know, in Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami, he writes very beautiful definition of bhakti, devotional service, right? You can just recite this. Anya bilashita shunyam. Jnana karma dhyanavritam. Anukulena krishna anushilanam. Bhakti ruttama. So Rupa Goswami is, you know, he's considered as a emperor of definitions. Very beautiful definitions he is giving. And who is Rupa Goswami? You know, we are all Rupanugas. And they are using this word, the process. Rupa Goswami is a personality who wrote such amazing literature. You know, he, first thing is that he let away millions of gold coins to become a devotee. You know, the way he wanted to be a devotee, you know, and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave up so many of riches. And when he became a devotee, he was just engrossed in writing so much of literature. See, in today's world, there are so many personalities who will claim themselves as God. You know, this also claims God, this also claims God, this also claims God, this also claims God. We claim Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God. So in one way, there could be no difference. Of course, they are mentioned in Bhagavad Shastras. But the another difference is, look at the followers of Mahaprabhu. Okay, anybody can call anybody as God, but is there any parallels to Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Sri Jiva Gopalako? There is no parallel to these personalities. So Rupa Goswami, it is said, he was engrossed in writing. Every day he used to chant 128 rounds daily. Do Govardhan Parikrama. You know, and then write books. And what kind of books? Vidagdha Madhav. You know, he just wrote a book and he just gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, reading the book, he was incessantly crying. And the disciples of Raghunath Das Goswami came to Rupa Goswami. They said that, what book you have written? Our Guru Maharaj is continuously crying. He said, oh, he must be hearing Vidagdha Madhav. To pacify him, he wrote Lalita Madhav. You know, you know, he just wrote another book with Sweet Pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And when that book came, you know, the Raghunath Das Goswami, in so much desperation, crying, somebody just took that book away, Lalita Madhav. So he was, look at the, you know, the way these people are reading. And when he was just continuously smiling, laughing, you know, going mad in ecstasy. Ujjvala Neelamani, you know, so many books. And when you do some very heavy stuff, you know, I mean, very heavy writing or reading, hearing, studies, you need some break, right? So in the break, Rupa Goswami, he used to write some puzzle verses. That is Chitra Kavitvani. So one verse he wrote, you know, you can, it's a palindrome. I mean, we do C programming palindrome, some Nitina, N-I-T-I-N, N-I-T-I-N, you know, that is our palindrome. But when Rupa Goswami is writing, entire verse in Sanskrit reads like this, okay. It's a proper, I mean, it's a 4-line, 32 syllable full verse. That is one, he's feeling little relieved. And then second verse, you read like this, read in any, Sarvato Bandha, read in any angle. Then there is, you know, the Gomutra Bandha, especially the formation of the cow urine, you know, one verse reads like this, one verse reads like this. And then there are some verses, he's just using two words, cha and ra. And then entire beautiful verse is coming out of the just two syllables, cha and ra. That how Krishna is the real chore of Vrindavan. You know, and nothing, there is nothing more than cha and ra. Now the challenge is, with using latest laptops with, you know, maybe 100 TB RAM, no language can produce such verse. So this is just two syllable. And if you are not happy with two syllable, he has written one huge size verse only in one syllable. Na. Nanam, nananam, nanana, nananam. You know, you may feel it is like na, na, ni, ni, nu, nu, you know, something. Beautiful verse. So these are the personalities, you know, they are giving this definition of what is the process of devotional service. And we are following them. And when they claim Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, Panchatattva, they are the Supreme Lord, we have full faith in them. Correct. Who are they? They are these personalities. Raghunath Das Goswami, he rejected the wealth. And some of the followers of Raghunath Das Goswami, it is said from Saptagram, they came to Calcutta and established the city of Calcutta. Mind you, city of Calcutta was established by the Vaishnavas. Right? And Calcutta was the empire, you know, it was the capital of British Empire that time. That was established by, and then we have Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's very close friends were Bankim Chandra Chatterjee and Ravindranath Tagore. So these are the people whom we are following, and these are the personalities who are writing about the process and the science of devotional service. So, but what is this process? If you go and see in the dictionary meaning, you know, it's a very beautiful word, that what is the process? It says, process means it's a series of actions carried out to attain particular result. Okay, that is the first definition. It's a series of actions. You know, some certain actions are supposed to be performed in series, carried out to attain a particular type of result in one's life. Now, you know, in devotional service also, Rupa Goswami has given a particular series of activities that we are supposed to perform. You know, that 64 limbs of devotional service. And from the 64 limbs of devotional service, we have, five prominent activities. Especially chanting the holy name, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, deity worship, association of devotees, visiting a holy place, going to the yatra. So these are the series of actions, and Rupa Goswami said, what to speak of all of them? Even a slight attachment to one of them can, you know, guarantee the bhava bhakti or the glimpses of bhava bhakti in one's own life. So this is, you know, this is the one definition of the process, is that one has to carry the series of actions. Second, it says, process is a natural occurrence and results in a desired change. It's very beautiful. Process is very natural. So, you know, Prabhupada writes, he says, this is not an artificial imposition on one's mind. Correct. One has to simply convince some. No. Set like that, one is naturally glide down towards becoming a devotee. Again, we have, Rai Shyam Prabhupada was giving this example. We have Durga Devi with Trishula in the hand. And we have Radharani in hand. She has a flower bouquet, and second hand she has a garland. She is welcoming with the flowers and giving garland that you offer to Krishna. And you know, and this Maya Devi, Durga Devi from one other side, she is pushing with Adhyatmika, Adibhautika, Adidaivika, you know, now at least go to Krishna. In fact, Narottam Das Thakur, he says that my dear Lord, one of the songs he says, my dear Lord, I am naturally a devotee. But all my material endeavors, I am ensuring that I become a non-devotee. Very strong song. I mean, you know, he says, I am naturally a devotee, but with all my material endeavors, I am ensuring that I am naturally going, you know, I am ensuring to become a non-devotee. Like some time back, there was this IIT boy, very nice story. And he was becoming devotee. He just began chanting 4 round, 8, 16, became a nice devotee, settled. But then somehow, you know, after something, he just decided to not chant 16 rounds. And that decision of, you know, coming down, like, you know, you take the stone up the mountain, it takes great efforts, but to come down, any efforts? No efforts. In fact, if you stop efforts, it will come down. Correct. So when he decided to let go, from 16 it became 12, 10, you know, just the countdown is very fast. And then he just forgot also everything. And then, you know, he was just became normal. Okay. And one day he was going through IIT campus. And when he was going through IIT campus, suddenly met with an accident. Fatal, head-on accident. And just unconscious. There are people, the attendants, they picked him up, admitted in the hospital. And then with great endeavors, doctors, they performed, just brought him back to life. And when the doctors came to meet him, the doctor said that, you know, when you were in coma, when you were actually, not conscious, you were chanting something like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So when this boy heard this, that when he was not conscious in coma, he was chanting this, he realized that how naturally he was a devotee and artificially he was trying not to be a devotee. As soon as he was discharged from the hospital, he ran back to the boys. He said, make me devotee again. So this is the process that it naturally leads to the desired change. Prabhupada says that the process of devotional service is so strong that it helplessly drags the sincere practitioner back home, back to Godhead. Very powerful, hope-giving words. Said the process is so strong that it can drag, helplessly drags. If person is sincere, he doesn't know, 4-8 rounds kaise ho gaya. Correct? Somebody will push, some carrot will be there, some laddu, rasgulla, you suddenly realize I'm 1600 devotee with Kanti Mala, my God. Correct? So this is the direct proof of how the process being so powerful that it, takes one back home, back to Godhead. There is this very amazing story of how somebody very, very unconsciously practicing, but not very offensive while practicing. The very famous book distribution story. Okay. So it is said that one day the devotees were distributing books. And when they were distributing books, one devotee, he just felt very thirsty and he had just gone off from the bus too much. And when he was just trying to locate the bus, but it became too late in the night. And he desperately wanted some water. So he just banged the door and went inside one a mess. Then he realized that the water is the person there, people are there fully drunk. So then he was wondering to take water from them or not. But suddenly in that drunken state, these people realized that something saffron is a very bright color as such. So they just realized that something bright has walked in. So they just ask him that, kya chahiye? And he said, water. And then they took out some Bisleri water, gave him water bottle. And then very sincerely, he just gave him them 20 rupees. He said, nahi, paisa nahi chahiye, hum sadhu se paisa nahi lete. Okay. And then he said, no. And then he said, if you don't take... And now just imagine, book distributor with a bag in a hand, with books in a hand, and what he will normally, naturally he will do. He said, if you are not taking money, at least take this Bhagavad Gita. Then he said, Bhagavad Gita. No? He got the Bhagavad Gita, this devotee left, and these four drunkards now. And they were asking, kya mila re? He said, Bhagavad Gita mila. I said, Bhagavan ne bheja Bhagavad Gita. They said, then they said, this Bhagavad Gita, we will read every day one page. And what time we have received? After fully drunk we have received. For the experiment to repeat and have result, we'll follow in the same conditions. So they decided that every day when they are fully drunk, they will read one page of Bhagavad Gita. So the next day came fully, they just came to their ecstasy level, right? And then they say, Nikalo Bhagavad Gita. They open Bhagavad Gita and start Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre. They say, Sanskrit chhod do, come directly. So they were reading the translation, they were reading the purport. And they said that, saab, ek page ho gaya. They just closed Bhagavad Gita and they continued their drinking. One page after another, one after another, page after page. Soon they came to the point of that Krishna is saying, whatever we do, it should be done as an offering to the Lord. So they said, to be done as an offering to the Lord. And then, so, then said, what we can offer? Then Prabhupada writes in the purport that, he's not some non-vegetarian items. And then they decided, whatever vegetarian was there in the, in the their shop, that they will offer. And their offering was very simple. They just kept picture of Krishna and take some, ground nuts, some good or something like that. Put it in a bowl, they said, eat Krishna. Finished. And then soon they were continued to chant one round, continue to read one page, and then they came to chanting of Hare Krishna. So when they came to the chanting of Hare Krishna, when they came to the point of chanting of Hare Krishna, they said, chanting bhi karna chahiye. They started chanting one round in that state. But soon reading by this, slowly they started chanting one round, slowly they came to the chapter of how three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, ignorance, everything they just came to and then began to realize, soon they became four round. After 1 year, when this devotee came back, you know, it's like Narad Muni had the thought, he was with Parvat Muni, correct? Our fascinating Sankalpa drama. Every voice you go, every different version you get to hear. So they were wondering, now let me see what my disciple is doing. Okay, and the Parvat Muni said, okay, okay, let's go. So he also thought, you know, what this person is doing whom I gave Bhagavad Gita. And when he entered inside, it was like a magnificent place. You know, he had changed it to a lot, reduced a lot of sinful activities there. A beautiful picture of painting of Krishna was there. And, you know, yeah, just go down. 5-6 slides. Just give me the pen drive. Just give me the pen drive. I'll just give you another PPT. So, then he saw this, you know, the entire transformation, and now these people are initiated devotees. Unconsciously practicing the very powerful potential devotional service naturally makes one into a devotee. Becoming devotee, making devotee is not so difficult because that's what the person's natural inclination is. And the third thing about the process, it is said, it converts something raw, gross into something very fine. Okay, in Sanatana Goswami, he very beautifully writes this in Krishna Lilastava, how that when somebody comes in the contact of devotional service, how something very gross and raw is converted into something very fine personalities. Prabhupada said that, you know, we made hippies into happies. That, you know, hippies they were there, but we just changed them into happies. Or other place Prabhupada says this, you know, Prabhupada says that this movement will be known to save the mankind in the darkest hour of darkest region. Of what Prabhupada wrote in 1970. That time there was no Facebook, WhatsApp or PUBG. Right. Now there is no question of what is the darkest and, you know, whatever it goes. But Prabhupada said that this mission will be known for, you know, the... So in Krishna Lilastava, Sanatana Goswami, he writes a very beautiful verse. He is glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam in this verse. Okay. And where he is saying that how Srimad Bhagavatam has... stop somewhere, we'll just match up. Okay. So, in glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam, he is mentioning this verse. Asadhu sadhutvadain atinicha uchyataraka hanamuncha kadachinma premnarut kanthayosvaraha. He is saying this Srimad Bhagavatam has the potency asadhu sadhutvadain, that somebody who is asadhu, whatever condition one comes through, sadhutvadain, he can become a very great saintly personality. Ati nicha uchyataraka, someone who is on an extremely low, lowest platform. You know, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, kshipami ajasra shubhan. Krishna saying, personally I put that person who is in the mode of ignorance, put him in the darkest region, kshipami. Personally, kshipami, me means aham, I personally do it. And Prabhupada says in the purport, although Krishna is so, you know, quite strict here, his devotees are very kind. Wherever that soul goes, devotee will go there to save him. Kshipami, you know. So he's saying, atinicha uchyataraka hana muncha kadachinmam. So he's saying that, my dear Srimad Bhagavatam, never leave, you know, my kantha and rudha, you know, never leave my heart and my kantha. So the process means, when we follow the process, something raw will be transformed into something fine. And what is the proof? Proof is we ourselves. Just look at our life before becoming a devotee and after becoming a devotee. Of course, very few of us are like Sarvam Bhattacharya. You know, where before becoming devotee also, he was very great, refined gentleman. And after, he just became a devotee and became a refined gentleman. But the atmosphere of Kali Yuga, you know, the influence of Kali Yuga is so strong that it's very difficult not to get influenced. But achirat, very quickly, one can come to the, you know, the point of becoming sadhutvadayin, uchyataraka. So this is how the three things about the process is. So whenever we say process, process is a word which is a lot used in the material sense also. In the material literature also, this word is used, process. So we now, after describing what is the process, we will also see some of the characteristics of the process. When we say process, what is the characteristics of the process? Okay. So the first characteristics of the process is, you can go to slide 10. Somewhere, I mean, just we'll match it. Okay. Yeah. So the first characteristics of the process is deceivingly simple. Now mind you, the word here used is, it is deceivingly simple. Because what is bhakti? Bhakti means, you know, you have chanting 16 rounds, chanting the holy names and the five things that we have seen. And when you see as a devotee, it looks very, you know, general sight. And if you are in a place like NVCC, like one day one devotee called me, he said, Prabhuji, I'm in a state, you know, a particular state, he said, some abroad. He said that when I travel 2.5 hours on Eastern Highway, there is one devotee. And if I travel on Western Highway, there is another devotee. And you know, I just told him that in Pune, if you just come down and walk for 2.5 minutes, there are 3,000 devotees. Correct. So when we see all devotees around, we may not know, you know, how special it is to be a devotee. Like, you know, if you go to Bombay and somebody is standing in a local, correct, peak time, 9 o'clock in the morning. And if you tell him, human form is very rare. It's impossible. He will never get realization. Okay, he will say, human form, so many forms are there around me. I want to get rid of some forms here. But because we see devotees everywhere, you know, we may be deceived, or more common word for that is fooled by that appearance. Why? Because devotees are simple. Devotional service is simple. And any process, by the way, is extremely simple. If somebody is doing Hatha Yoga, you know, you have something, you have a body made, Hatha Yoga you are doing, some Shirshasana one is doing. But devotee means, you know, he will just put a bead bag. And, you know, he'll just be moving around and generally very humble. And, you know, with a voice or IYF setup, even we are more humble. I remember in 1998, right after morning program, Radhesham Prabhu, you know, he just called one boy. He's hearing this class online. My friend. And he was just, Radhesham Prabhu just chastising him. He said, you give thousands of rupees donations and look at your dhoti. It's so yellow, black, you know, I mean, it's like a colorful, all seven colors. And 1998, things were very intense. Okay. So just imagine somebody in a very, this actual color yellow, I mean. yellowish kurta, blackish dhoti, chanting like this, putting his head down, you know, it's very difficult to develop some awe and veneration. Other yogic processes, naturally one develops awe and veneration. Some big dadi is coming, jata is there, sitting like this, you know, and some, you know, some photoshopped abha is also there behind. It naturally inspires awe. But any process is deceivingly simple. In fact, that is the characteristics of the process, that it has to be very, very simple. Go to Shankaracharya, they will take sannyas and then talk to us. Sannyas, no, no, no. You know, it's a big process, we'll not follow. Go to Ashtanga Yogi, they will say, no, you have to control all this. But devotee is very deceivingly simple. And that simplicity may fool us in various different ways. Of course, this class I am giving to myself. You know, you are all very worshipable personalities. So how it can fool us? The one thing it will fool us is that we become very inattentive in our execution of devotional service. Like again, you know, in Japa workshop, Radhesham Prabhu gave various types of Japa, radar Japa, you know. And it was way back in 2004 he gave. He said, you know, then there is fault finding Japa, radar Japa, this Japa. Those days WhatsApp, Facebook was not there. So and nowadays we have so many different types of Japa. You know, they have WhatsApp japa, Facebook japa, PUBG japa, this japa, that japa. But one has to be, PUBG is, of course, for the devotees, who don't know, PUBG is a game which is worse than the drugs. It has such kind of a influence on people that all the engineering colleges are suffering from this game, that, you know, students appear that they are sitting in the class, but they are online, you know, doing some gunfighting with 150 unknown people. Well, that's how it is. Okay. So the first dose of, you know, this thing is we become inattentive in our execution of devotional service. Like Sudama Prabhu, he gives a very nice japa workshop and he has this chanting. He said that when people chant, and he can do this the best, he said that people chant instead of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Instead of this mantra, people say that I hear so many mantras. And he is from a Marathi background, you know, goes around and gives. He said, Ale Kutna, Ale Kutna, 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 Ale, Ale, Ale Yom, Ale Yom, 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 Ale, Ale. You know, I mean. He said that you are not inviting Krishna, Ram and Hare, you are inviting Yamaraj only directly. So the simple process means there is a risk of being inattentive. And any process is like this. You go to stock markets, go to investing, talk. People had an interview, Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is the richest man. And he was interviewed by another richest man. You know, he was, they keep oscillating. So both you can call richest. Sometimes he, sometimes, you know, it's like that. So Jeff Bezos. And he interviewed him. He said that, Mr. Buffett, your methodology is so simple. And you are quite open. He's a very open personality. Just, you know, has given 99.99% of his wealth in charity and all that. And he just gives everything very openly, the knowledge sharing. So Jeff Bezos, who is the CEO of Amazon, Amazon.com, he's asking this question to Warren Buffett, right? Two big guys. Okay. So he's asking, your process is so simple, why not so many people are rich in this world? Hear the answer. He said, because people don't want to follow, you know, don't want to get rich slowly. He said, my process, I have amassed all this wealth, we will come to that point, over the period of last 60 odd years. But whenever somebody comes, so the process essentially is always very simple. Process is very simple, and that can be deceiving to us. The second problem is, after inattentiveness, is because it is so simple, it looks ordinary. We have just seen the devotee walking around. Okay. Maybe, of course, if devotee is like Revatipati Prabhu, very bright and effulgent personality, everybody will respect, you know, everybody will have the awe and veneration. But, you know, so when we take it as ordinary, there is always a chance that we may misplace it. That is the problem. That, and amongst all the human emotions, the worst human emotions is regret. You know, one class, one devotee was giving this one fascinating session. He said, Prabhupada disciple, he said that at the age of 60, you will have one of these two realizations. He said, whomever you are GS, NS, GNS, Bhishma, whatever. You're okay. He said, you will have one of these two realizations. One realization is at the age of 60, you say, at least I am a devotee. You know, you are gone through the entire struggle and you are at least happy that you are a devotee. Or the second realization he says you will have is, oh, I should have been a devotee. So the struggles are there for everyone, in all cloths, in all sabhas, everywhere. But the point is, if we are not aware of this process, being it simple, simple doesn't mean ordinary. The process is not ordinary. Process is sublime, process of devotional service. It may look ordinary, but it is not. And when it looks ordinary, there is a chance that we may misplace it. Just imagine somebody, you just walk down the stairs, you know, we have just got up for Mangal Aarti, danced in Mangal Aarti, you know, and everything done very ritualistically, somebody gives you a stone. And you see the stone and throw it, and somebody says, hey, you threw that stone? That was Samantak jewel. I said, Samantak jewel? 192 kg of gold every day? That is Samantak jewel. So, we may receive Samantaka jewel, but the problem is, if we are not attentive, if we do not know the value of what we have received, then we may always misplace it. So, the first characteristic of the process is, it is deceivingly simple. You know, it is very, very simple. Not only process, devotees are also simple. Durvas Muni, Prabhupada writes in the purport, Durvas Muni misjudged Ambarish Maharaj. And you know, he became unnecessarily envious. Prabhupada's, these are Prabhupada's words as it is. And he became so envious that, you know, in one of the Acharya explains, it needs a real envy to pluck out your hair and bang on the ground. You know, he just plucked out his hair and then banged on the ground and created that rakshas to kill Ambarish Maharaj. Because Ambarish Maharaj, you know, once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was explaining that you devotees are practicing so much, but you do not know how much you are advanced. See, when we have somebody like yoga process practicing, they have some benchmarks where they reach to. Like, you know, you practice for 10 years of Ashtanga yoga, you can go 2 feet high in the ground. Levitate yourself. Okay. So, you know, just imagine the Hatha yogi is sitting here. Somebody is 2 feet, somebody four, somebody eight. You can actually measure the advancement. You know, he's more advanced, Prabhu. But in devotional service, you know, I mean, there are no external benchmarks like this. And therefore, it becomes very deceiving that, you know, it appears very simple. The second aspect of process is, the process is repetitive in nature. Any process. You know, you may take Sachin Tendulkar, he's the biggest cricketer. The current biggest is Virat Kohli. They just follow the same shots. When the ball comes like this, cover drive. When the ball comes like this, this drive, that drive. And then they don't do R&D when they are on the pitch. Okay, like when you have beads, abhi kaun sa mantra chant guru? Not like, they will follow the same thing. Process means it repetition. Repeat again and again and again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. In fact, in the material circles, they say there is something called as 10,000 hour rule. Okay, 10,000 hour rule means to practice something perfectly, one has to practice that craft for 10,000 hours continuously. That means if you practice for 6 hours a day, it takes 8 years to practice and become perfect. But process means repetition. Nobody does anything other than just repeating the same successful formula. Coca-Cola was invented in some 1898 somewhere. The same syrup they are circulating everywhere, making billions of dollars. Same thing again and again. So sometimes people have this idea, you know, sometimes we have this... this thing is that, why nothing new, Prabhuji? Many times people, you know, want to have something new. I know people are very excited about hearing something new. But the success is not in newness. Success is in repetition. When you repeat the things again and again, Bhagavatam, you know, repeat it. It said when Mahaprabhu, when he is hearing from Gadadhar Pandit, now just imagine the stretcher of Mahaprabhu. When you say Mahaprabhu, you should pause for a minute, you know, because anything that we describe in devotional service is perfected to the highest perfection by Mahaprabhu. He's the Supreme Lord. And when is this, which pastimes they are discussing? Yeah, Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. Gadadhar Pandit is crying, Mahaprabhu is crying, he said, chant it again. Again, again and again and again. Continuously they are just repeating the same things again at that level. And after chanting for 4 months and 6 months, if we look for something new, you know, we are not following the process. So process means repetition. I remember a boy in a hostel, I can just go down somewhere. There's this only. Yes, right. I'll say now, next. Then you go to next. The boy in a hostel, you know, he had a big picture of Bruce Lee. You know, like Bruce Lee Bhakta, you know. We invited him for a one-day program. He said, no, Prabhuji. Today is Bruce Lee Jayanti. So much, I was feeling even Bruce Lee would have felt very gratified in the heavens, you know. He said that today is appearance day of Bruce Lee, I'm fasting. And my sadhana to him is, I'm going to watch all his movies today. Now, very famous actor. Of course, we are describing and repeating something, but one line of his is considered as one of the best line that he ever spoke. Okay, that line goes, he says, I do not fear a man who has practiced 10,000 steps once. But I deadly fear a man who has practiced one step 10,000 times. Now see, a very powerful quote it is. I do not fear a man who has practiced 10,000 steps only once. But I deadly fear a man who has practiced one step. And what is that one step for us? Chanting of the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And that's why the mala is designed in a circular fashion. It's not some straight line, you know, you start and end and over. No, it again comes. Again comes. Okay, everything is chakra, correct. Keeps on repetition, keeps on repeating. And Krishna says, Bhavo jnana tapasa puta mat bhavam. Just follow the same process. Prabhupada writes in one of the purport, he said, don't doubt. Our process is very simple, chanting, dancing and feasting. Don't doubt this. You will go back home, back to Godhead simply by following this very process. So, the second characteristics, and then everything repeats. So, it's a repetition. Lord Krishna repeats. In Bhagavad Gita, there are two verses, plagiarism. Right? What is that verse? Manmana bhava mad bhakto mame vaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosim. So, there are two verses in the same book starting with manmana bhava mad bhakto. It's not that Krishna has run out of material, Abhi, you know. What to cover for my 45 minutes Bhagavad Gita class and he's speaking some other same verse twice or thrice. Bhagavatam, there are same verses. Nachaparameshtam, you know, the verse by Vritrasura. The same verse is repeated somewhere. Same verse. Prabhupada, when we read, devotees often they have this, you know, some lingering thoughts. Maybe it's repetitive, Prabhuji. It's purposefully repetitive. It is by design repetitive. It's not that, you know, somebody has just ran out of the material and that's why he's writing something repetitive. No, it is by design it is repetitive. You know, we always, whenever Prabhupada's books are, we are hearing, we always hear, you know, the bodily consciousness, Mayavad philosophy, condemning importance of the human form of life, chanting of the holy names, taking the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere. This repetition is very, very important for success. Because Prabhupada, and then yatra, what we do? We go to the same place. There are dozens of devotees here who have gone to Vrindavan at least for 10 times. And they look forward to go to 11th time, 12th time, hundreds of times they will go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannathpur, same places again and again. This is the important characteristics of the process, that the process means repetitive. It's very important that the process means repetitive. How repetitive? Once Jananivas Prabhu was sick. And that time there was no Bhaktivedanta hospital in Bombay. So he was admitted in some another hospital, again 97-98. And His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he gave a class, it was Nityanand Trayodashi. He gave an entire class on, you know, the Nityanand Prabhu's class. And Nityanand Prabhu's class is not complete without Jagai Madhai, correct. So he spoke elaborately on Jagai Madhai, went on for 4 hours. And then he realized that he had to go and meet this personality in, you know, Jananivas Prabhu himself in the hospital. So they went, and one devotee also accompanied him, Vrajavihari Prabhu. He writes, he narrates this. He said, when they entered inside, so he said, oh, today is, you must be missing Mayapur. He said, yeah, missing Mayapur so much. And then he said that, did you give Bhagavatam today? I heard you gave. He said, yes, I only gave. And then he said, can you repeat Bhagavatam? So when this question somebody asks, you know, to a practicing sadhaka, and you have given a class, you will say, yeah, I said these 4 points, 6 points here, this is the acronym, lelo, chalo, class is over. Yes story, oh story, and you know, class is over. So here he asked him that, do you really want me to repeat? He said, yes, please repeat. And then, you know, he just sat cross-legged, this personality was sleeping, and he started, Jaya Radha Madhava. Okay. And this Vrajavihari Prabhu, he thought that class repeat means 10 minutes mein ho jayega. So he was just standing on the door, waiting that when it will get over. And then, Om Agyan Timirandasya, you know. After some time, he just went around, you know. Because he had already heard the class 4 hours in the morning. And then when he came after 1.5 hours, the story of Jagai and Madhai was going on. And these two demons, the rascals, Jagai and Madhai. The narrator was crying tears. And the person was hearing, also hearing as if he is hearing for the first time. And that one-to-one Bhagavatam went on for 4 full hours. This is what is repetition. That process means repetition. We should never have a complaint that, you know, it's repetitive, Prabhuji. No, it is repetitive means success. That's why it is repetitive. That is the second characteristics of the process. Third characteristics of the process is, process demands intensity and sacrifice. It's very important. Now, these days there is a big talk going on that the sacrifices that we do today, will we repent later age? And there is no answer to this question, frankly. Whatever sacrifices we have done for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. That's it. And you are going to get unlimited benefits that you know, when even cannot imagine also. Correct. To become a devotee, one has to do sacrifice. One may be in Grihastha Ashram, one may be in Brahmachari Ashram. Okay. They have to do sacrifice. But tell me, what is possible, anything substantial was possible without sacrifice? You know, we have the cricketers. They do not meet their families for months together. And whenever they meet for, you know, maybe something like 6 hours or 8 hours quality time I gave to my family. Huge amount of sacrifice. And when 1 lakh people do like that, you get one cricket star in the Indian cricket team. What happened to one becomes star, he gets all the credit and you know, he gets all the money and everything. What to 99999? What to them? So anything worthwhile demands sacrifice. Demands sacrifice. Anything worthwhile demands intensity. So one should not postpone one's surrender fearing that will I not lament this sacrifice, today's sacrifice, tomorrow. There is no answer to it. And if we keep on that platform of hovering on that platform, that let me just postpone my surrender, then we will never surrender. It is like the Sankalpa story that we tell. The man who wanted to take bath, he went to the ocean. And his friend came and he just took bath, came back. And this man was still standing in the towel waiting to take bath. And he said, you are waiting for such a long time. You started at Brahma Muhurta time. But you are still waiting for bath. He said, yes, I am waiting because I am waiting that when this wave stop, I will take the bath. So the material world, the waves are constantly going to come. Constantly going to come. Okay, once we were attending session by Ambarish Prabhu, Alfred Ford. Okay. And he was giving session. He was telling that, he was saying, there is nothing at the top. I have seen the top and come back. Now mind you, when you and me say these things, you know, they are like, you know, yeah, Prabhuji, okay, good. But when Alfred Ford says this, who is the great grandson of Henry Ford, who invented the concept of a car, okay. When he says, I have gone to the top and come back, there is nothing there. Okay, it really means something. Correct. So, whenever a devotional service demands a sacrifice, we should never hesitate. Of course, the sacrifice has to be a balanced sacrifice. Why balance? So that we can do it throughout our life. Purpose of balance is not balance. Purpose of balance is so that we can do it throughout our life. Right? That's why we become balanced. But it demands a sacrifice. Okay, and also it demands intensity. Very nice verse comes in Bhagavatam. Akamo sarva kamo va. Moksha kama udaradi. Trivrena bhakti yogena. Yajeta purusham param. So he's saying Tivrena bhakti yogena. Even Kunti Maharani also talks about this. Ganga ugam. You know, it's like the force of Ganga, especially when she is going to meet the, you know, the river. Bhagavatam says another word. Bhagavat banaha. You know, Bhagavat bana means it just pointed towards the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So this intensity comes only in the association of devotee. But for any process to be worthwhile, one has to practice it very intensely. Mahaprabhu, you know, resembles this intensity to its extreme. It said the Mahaprabhu was in Gambhira. And in the last Antya Leela, you know, the final pastimes of the Lord, he was so intensely attracted to the, that they had to keep somebody to take care. Like in our batch, our Shankar Pandit Prabhu got initiation. So we are not knowing what is the meaning of Shankar Pandit. So Shankar Pandit was actually the pillow of the Lord. So Shankar Pandit was supposed to be there inside the room of Gambhira and, you know, make sure that the Lord doesn't do something, because when he is to get intense, it's Mahaprabhu getting intense. When he is to feel such great separation from the Lord, that feeling that separation, his body used to just become so hot. You know, if you visit Alarnath, there is a place where Mahaprabhu has just fallen, you know, on the ground, on the stone, and wherever his body has touched, that stone has melted at that point. Big 7 feet stone slab. And then it's melted at those points wherever Mahaprabhu has touched. So intense. And then he used to just rub his you know, the rub his face, his limbs on the body, and on the walls of Gambhira, and entire Gambhira used to become blood red with the blood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And devotees could not tolerate this. That how can be? But this is the epitome of, you know, the intensity. But devotional service demands intensity. And that not only devotional service, any process we follow, and we are following the process of devotional service, it demands intensity. And you know, it also demands sacrifice. It's very important. And the last is, for any process, results come at the fag end of the practice. Now it's very important. Many times we want to follow the process, and when we follow the process, immediately we want to check how much I am advanced. You know, you say, Prabhuji, kuch dikh raha hai ke piche? Hollow or something. Said, nahi Prabhuji, nothing is there. And we become, oh, kuch nahi abhi tak. Many times people feel, I am chanting 16 rounds, Prabhuji, for such a long time, 10 years, 15 years, you know. Long means anything beyond 20 is long, okay. So, and then people have this doubt whether the process is working or not. And then, you know, here our example comes, Sankalpa example. That the process, we can see even in the material world also, the results will come at the fag end of the activity. In material world, it is at the end only. You know, even if you pass all the 39 subjects of BTEC and you are flunk in one subject, will they give you BTEC? No question. Unless finally it is done, it is not. Devotional service is very compassionate that way. Whatever you have done, you know, it's very nice, this, that. But often, the huge amount of advancement, the results come at the fag end of the, you know, of end of the process. It is said, Warren Buffett, he got 99% of his wealth after the age of 60. He started investing at the age of 12. Okay. Some of the big stars, cricket stars, football stars, they create most of their records in their life in the fag end of their career. Like, you know, Sachin Tendulkar hitting 200 in one day. It's at the fag end of the career. It's never at the beginning of the career. So the process means it takes considerable amount of time for it to act on us if we follow it intensely. Just imagine, if we follow it intensely, it takes considerable amount of time. If we follow it loosely, how much? Prabhupada one day, he said, somebody was chanting, and Prabhupada said, your chanting is like Birbal ka khichdi. And this devotee said, what is Birbal ka khichdi, Prabhupada? And you know, then we have this, Prabhupada tells the story, okay. Then Prabhupada said that, you know, one day, that story, Akbar had this, that somebody was standing on the water, very, the cold water, and he was looking at the lamp of the palace, and he got the heat, and they said, no, you will not get the prize. And then Birbal, he came to Birbal, said that, you know, how will get a heat from that lamp? Birbal said, okay, I'll set it right. So Birbal did not come for 4 or 5 days. And Akbar was asking, hey, what is happening to Birbal? And Akbar, they said that he is cooking khichdi. I mean, you know. So when you do something, he said, cooking. Yeah, you are cooking a plan like that. He said, cooking khichdi? So let me see what khichdi it is there, which is not cooked for 4 days also. And then he saw Birbal has put up the khichdi way there up, right, at the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. And, you know, and he has put some agarbatti at the projector, and some dhuva is reaching there. And Birbal said, I am trying to cook that khichdi. And Akbar said, hey, you are joking or what? And then Prabhupada said, this is our chanting. If we chant inattentively, then Prabhupada said, what to speak of this life? You take 300 lifetimes, nothing will happen. Of course, this is just to warn us. But the point is that, you know, it has to be intense. And when it is intense, it takes considerable amount of time. It's very important. Considerable amount of time. We should come to bhakti for any reason. But the point is, when we want to stay for the longest period. Not for 10, 20, 30 years. For full lifetime. And what after next life? Enjoy? No. Mama janmani? Janmanishware. Life after life, we want to be a devotee. So, the process means, it takes, just like a titration. Okay, we give this example of a titration. That person is putting the, you know, the acid and base active, this thing is going on, drop after drop, nothing is happening. And you say that, Prabhuji, nothing is happening here. And you know, and then suddenly that one drop falls, and then, you know, the color is changed, litmus test comes, and you know, you say, ah, result aa gaya. So bhakti is also something like that. But it is not that when previous drops are falling, nothing was happening. Everything was happening, but it was not visible. Correct. So it was not visible. Similarly, whenever we are chanting in our life, everything is happening. Everything is happening, what we imagine and not imagine. But it is not visible yet. But the substantial results will come at the fag end of the, you know, our practice. Of course, now bhakti differs here. Bhakti, even at the very quickly also, achireena, you know, there is a story of a khatvanga. Tatkshanat, he just asked the demigods, how much time left? Of course, I have no time much for Bhagavatam. You know, chit at nine, what it means, right? So, the demigod said, one moment, he just concentrated mind. Back home, back to God. So that is the divinity of devotional service. But the ordinary people, like, you know, most of us, we have to practice for a prolonged period. Okay, prolonged period. And then the result will come. So this is that the results often come at the fag end of the devotional service. Okay. There is this very famous story of Brahman of Pratishthanpur. Prabhupada says in the purport, Pratishthanpur means modern day Paithan. Okay, near Aurangabad, that is the place. So it is said, one day the Lord smiled. And Lakshmiji is, you know, pressing the feet of the Lord, and Lord is suddenly smiling. You know, sometimes japa we have some devotee smiling. Correct. And Lakshmiji said, my dear Lord, why are you smiling? Lord said, look at that devotee. And then they looked, oh, that devotee. And then he said, and then that devotee was this Brahman in Pratishthanpur. So what he was done, he was practicing devotional service, but he realized he was extremely poor. And therefore, he went to one class where he heard that devotional service is, there are no material impediments. You can offer billions of dollars of devotional service per second, even if you are a pauper on the street. Billions of dollars of devotional service per second, even if you are a beggar on the street. And then he said, in the mind. So he began to practice this. Okay. He was, you know, he used to go take bath, actual bath. Huh? And then, you know, get some water in the mind, get some utensils, put a fire, put a rice, you know, heat the rice, make high quality organic sugar. That time everything was organic. You know, you make a nice sweet rice, and sweet rice is offered cold to the Lord. So he used to keep it in a container, put water around. And in meditation, one day, it is said that he just touched, and with that touch, it was not yet hot, it was not yet cooled, so it was still hot, and it just burnt, and he just took out the finger, and then he realized, and this, who was watching? You know, the Supreme Lord from the Vaikuntha, and he was watching from the top, this person taking out, and he was just smiling, you know, having a nice laugh. He said, immediately go and bring him back. You know, he just arranged four Vishnu Dutas, they came with Vaikuntha airplane, and you know, they just put this man. And one very important part of the story is this Brahmana practiced this for years together. It is not that, you know, after six session program he sat, Hare Krishna, no, Brahma. So the important part of this Brahmana of Pratishthanpur story is that he practiced this process for years together. For long years, same thing comes about Dvijapatnis. You know, they have Dirgha Shruta, they have heard about Krishna for a very long time. When the Bhagavatam started, Kathaya Dirgha Satrena, they want to hear for a very long time. And therefore, we should prepare ourselves that we are in the process for a very long time. Okay, and then we will see the substantial results. And the last is, the process is joyful. Right, that's where this, you know, purport, Prabhupada is also writing, that ultimately this is the process which is full of the complete joy. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Correct. We have so many happy devotees, right? So the process is joyful. Krishna is joyful. You have never seen Krishna crying tears or something like that. Krishna is always happy and ecstatic. And the devotees and the process also. Susukham kartum abhyayam. That, you know, Krishna is writing that it is so joyful. Even if we complete the process or not complete the process. Gaurang Prabhu is very famous analogy. He says that this is such a school that those who fail, we send those people to Switzerland to enjoy. And those who pass, we send them back home, back to Godhead. Okay, this is such a school, right? Yoga Bhrashta means he will go to the heavenly planets, enjoy his life beyond any imagination, and will come back if he wants to. Okay. So this process is different from the material world. So last two characteristics are different from the material processes. That, you know, spiritual process can give quick results also. And spiritual process is extremely joyful. Many times the material process is very tenacious, hard work. And while doing it, there is no happiness. Okay. When the results come, there is happiness. But in this process, result and the process, they are absolute. They are same. Why we chant Hare Krishna? They asked this question to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, to more chant Hare Krishna. Mind you, it's a serious answer. Right? To more chant Hare Krishna. So, the process is extremely joyful. And whatever we practice, there is no loss or diminution on this path. Krishna says this in, Krishna is guaranteeing this in Bhagavad Gita. He says, very nice verse. Partha naiveha namutra vinashastasya vidyate nahi kalyana krit kaschit durgatim tata gacchati. He's saying, my dear Arjuna, there is no diminution on this path. There is no, absolutely no loss. Even if you are making an error, you are erring on the right side of the path. I'm be happy, right? Sometimes person feel, I'm GS or NS Prabhuji. I'll become GS Prabhuji. And then after some time, oh, I erred Prabhuji. You have erred on the right. So any error on the devotional service is error on the right side of the, you know, right side of the path. So there is absolutely no loss. Absolutely no loss. It's therefore this process is called as Shiva Pantha. Shiva Pantha means, yeah, fully auspicious. You know, the beginning auspicious, end auspicious, all the milestone, everything is auspicious. And Srila Prabhupada has given this mercy to us. So whenever we have any doubt, or you know, whenever we have any lingering thought or any little demotivated, we should always remember that we are following the process of devotional service. And whenever we read next time any purport of Srila Prabhupada, where he's talking about science or process of devotional service, we should realize how that powerful that one word is, the process of devotional service. Prabhupada, one day he was, you know, one devotee approached Prabhupada and he said that, and Prabhupada was in a very light mood and he was having a lot of, you know, gulab jams in his hand. And this devotee asking, you know, it's so difficult, Prabhupada, to control Maya, go back to Krishna, you know. And Prabhupada said, what is the difficulty? In fact, there is a book called as What is the Difficulty? And Prabhupada said, we simply eat our way back home, back to Godhead. And Prabhupada just picked up one gulab jam and he just popped in the mouth. He said, like this. Okay. So we have such fascinating Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. You know, we have such fascinating movement. And, you know, this fascinating process of devotional service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So thanks to Mukundanandu for giving such a very valuable class for boosting the Shraddha, faith of all the devotees. He himself is a very sincere practitioner since 1996, for more than 20 years now. So you got a glimpse of his very sincere practice of Krishna consciousness. So one point I just forgot about him is about the BMS. We have a Bhaktivedanta model school in Pune here, and Tulasi Prabhu is the director of the school. Hemangi Gopi Mataji is the principal, and they have a team of senior congregation devotees who are forming a committee to help the school, and Mukundanandu Prabhu plays a very vital role in that committee. And now they are getting a land, they already got a land now. The school will be constructed within a couple of years or so. So Mukundanandu has a great heart to see that the children of the congregation are protected in their Krishna consciousness and they grow as wonderful devotees. So he was one who came forward on his own voluntarily to assist Tulasi Prabhu and team. So in this way he is doing multifarious services. I only just told you a glimpse of what he is doing. So because he is sincerely practicing, he can speak with so much conviction. So let us thank him with Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
हरे कृष्ण अय्या मुकुलानंद प्रभु को तीन बार हरि बोल बोल के धन्यवाद देंगे। हरि बोल हरि बोल। कुछ अनाउंसमेंट इस प्रकार है, मराठी भगवत गीता क्लास आज 11:30 बजे राघवेंद्र प्रभु द्वारा दिया जाएगा। एकादशी आने वाली एकादशी गुरुवार को 31 जनवरी को है और पारणा का समय शुक्रवार के दिन 1 फरवरी 7:08 से लेके 10:50 तक है। सभी कैंप डिवोटीज को निवेदन है कि आपका क्लास 10:15 बजे अपने वेन्यू पे शुरू होगा। ये अनाउंसमेंट स्पिरिचुअल टैलेंट सर्च कॉन्टेस्ट की ओर से है। अगला बुक बियॉन्ड इल्यूजन एंड डाउट ओरिएंटेशन 3 फरवरी 10:30 बजे है और रजिस्ट्रेशन आउटसाइड टेम्पल हॉल के बाहर टेबल रखा है। ये अनाउंसमेंट शिरूर सेंटर की ओर से है। आज शिरूर सेंटर की ओर से रथ यात्रा का आयोजन किया गया है। यह रथ यात्रा 3 फरवरी को है और इसके लिए बसेस जो है 12:30 बजे मंदिर से निकलेगी और इसके डिटेल्स के लिए आप कांटेक्ट कर सकते हो सर्वलक्षण प्रभु और आनंद मुरारी प्रभु। हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा। फॉर द कैंप पार्टिसिपेंट्स बोथ गौरंग सभा एंड नितिन सभा 10:15 AM द क्लासेस विल स्टार्ट इन द रिस्पेक्टिव वे। One devotee has lost his mobile. If anyone has found the mobile, you can please give it to the sound system. All right.